So good afternoon. My name is Beth Mayer, and I'm the program coordinator for Colorado Book Awards. So I'd like to thank BookBar for letting us join Happier Hour for the Colorado Book Award finalist reading in children's literature. I'm happy to introduce you to two of our talented Colorado Book Award finalists in children's literature. There are copies of all the finalist books here at Book Bar, and I'm sure the authors would love to sign a book for you after the reading. At Colorado Humanities, which is what puts on the Colorado Book Award, we're all about conversation, so we're happy to take questions after the reading from kids or parents. So our first readers this afternoon are reading Carolyn Stetson's picture book, Blue Corn Soup, illustrated by Terry Widener. Carolyn was the author of more than 10 picture books, including Cat's Night Out. She was born in New York City and lived much of her life in Littleton before passing away in 2015. She was a puppeteer, a nature lover, and an active member of the Spellbinders Storytelling Organization. So it would have been lovely to have her here with us today, as well as the Society for Children's Books, Writers, and Illustrators. Carolyn Stetson had many friends in the local writing community, including a trio of authors who are representing her here today. Pamela Mingle is the author of several historical romances, including romance novels, including Kissing Shakespeare, a Colorado Book Award winner, and The Pursuit of Mary Bennett, a CBA finalist. Kathleen Kelly's love for stories expresses itself in her 6 published picture books, including 2 CBA winners, Magnus Maximus, a Marvelous Measurer, and Inventor McGregor. Claudia Cangilla McAdam has authored more than a dozen books for kids and young adults, including a CBA finalist title, Maria's Mysterious Mission. These 3 authors are committed to seeing Carolyn's legacy continue through the lovely books she penned. Together, they will be reading Blue Corn Soup. And just for a little about it, Mouse wakes up and decides that the snowy weather, kind of like our rainy weather today, is perfect for a pot of blue corn soup. Quickly, Mouse gets to work grinding corn and chopping ingredients. As the soup's aroma wafts around the canyon, neighboring chipmunk, rabbit, and old bear awaken to the wonderful smell. Soon they head to Mouse's home in hopes of sharing dinner. But will there be enough? Maybe if they work together, they can create something wonderful.
I'm going to have you move so one of the grown-ups can have this chair when they read.
Oh, okay.
Here's one right here.
Okay, everybody ready? For blue corn soup.
So Beth is going to show the pictures while we read, okay?
Whiskers wiggle, eyes grow bright. Mouse peeks out, the canyon's white. Snow, she blinks, she'll grind dried corn. Blue corn soup will keep her warm.
Abuelita fills her pot. She'll make sopa, not a lot, just enough for one small mouse, cozy in her sagebrush house.
Pinyon smoke drifts through the wood. Someone's cooking something good. Chipmunk chatters, sniffs about. Is it sopa? He'll find out.
Abuelita stirs her pot. The sopa bubbles thick and hot. She will taste a tiny bit. Something's missing. What is it?
Mouse adds pepper, chop, 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 into the sopa with a plop. Just enough for one small mouse, staying warm inside her house.
Pinyon smoke drifts through the wood. Someone's cooking something good. Rabbit bounces, sniffs about. Is it sopa? He'll find out.
Abuelita stirs her pot. The sopa bubbles thick and hot. She will taste a tiny bit. Something's missing. What is it?
Mouse adds pine nuts, chop, 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 into the sopa with a plop, just enough for one small mouse making soup inside her house.
Pinion smoke drifts through the wood. Someone's cooking something good. Old bear grumbles, sniffs about. Is it sopa? He'll find out.
Abuelita stirs her pot. The sopa bubbles. Thick and hot. She will taste a tiny bit. Something's missing. What is it?
Mouse adds onion, chop, 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 into the sopa with a plop. Just enough for one small mouse, all alone inside her house.
Pinion smoke drifts through the wood. Someone's cooking something good. Is it sopa? Neighbors stare. Three move closer, sniff the air.
What is this? Mouse peeks outside. Whiskers wiggle, eyes grow wide. Chipmunk, rabbit, and old bear smell her sopa, want to share.
Abuelita lifts her pot. Three can tell there's not a lot. Hungry neighbors turn away. No blue sopa, not today.
Wait! Mouse follows. We can share. Bring some food to old bear's lair. When Mouse tips her little pot, mixed together, there's a lot.
Blue corn sopa? More like stew. Four must name it something new. Yes, Mouse dances. Friendship stew. Do they like it?
Yes, they do.
Neighbors gather on the floor, sip their stew and ask for more. Nothing's missing. All can see. Food tastes best with company.
Snow has dwindled. Small stars light. Four amigos wave good night. Full at last, for now at least. Thankful for their harvest feast.
And that's the end.
Yay! Bravo! Bravo!
Bravo!
Bravo!
So, any questions for our authors today, from the kids or parents?
Yeah. 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 What's your question?
Oh, I asked her if she liked it, and she said, "Yeah."
Nice thing.
Tell us the name of this family.
Abuelita. Abuelita is grandma, right? Grandma, sopa, soup.
Amigos. Does anybody know what an amigo is? Yeah. Good job.
Good for you. Yeah, that's right.
Good. Amigo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to do another story. Next, Carmela Lavinia Coyle will read from her picture book, Wild Zoo Train, illustrated by Steve Gray. Carmela is an award-winning author of over a dozen picture books and board books. She writes the Zoo Princesses series, illustrated by Mike Gordon. She won the 2014 Colorado Book Award and was a 2016 finalist. She lives and works in Denver, where she can often be heard saying, "Let's go outside." Just a little bit about the book. Hold on to your seats as this wild zoo train takes you on an up-close journey to animal habitats you've only dreamed about. A zoo train full of children takes a mysterious turn into the wild. As each train trip becomes more and more wild, curious children observe the whimsical world around them.
You know, I think I can do it. Thank you. And for some reason, I decided to. So, today I'm going to read the story Wild Zoo Train, but I am going to need a little help, because there's some parts in this book that have the choo-choo train sounds. Do you know what those are?
You know that shoo, shoo, shoo.
Can you make that sound?
Shoo, shoo, shoo. Can you go ding, ding, ding?
Shoo, ding, ding.
Can you go toot, toot?
Toot, toot.
Oh, that is so good.
So I have a couple of train bells, and they probably aren't real train bells, as you'll see. But I need a few people to be the ding dings. Who would like to be a ding ding?
Me.
I thought you two. Let me show you how they work. It's going to be on the floor, and you're going to go at the ding 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 time, which I'll show you when that comes. That's the train ding ding, okay? And you have that one. And you just keep it on the floor. Does anyone else want a ding ding? Adults are welcome as well. I have three more. And would you okay?
I have a little boy that wants
okay.
to
ding. Okay. And they have to be either holding in your hand or on the floor to work.
But not yet. Well, okay. She says so, ding ding.
Yeah.
She'll tell you when
to ding ding. This, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the illustrator. His name is Steve Gray. I have a couple cheat sheets here. And Steve says that this is how he sees the world. And he sees the world, and you'll see in his illustrations of animals as we get in here, that sometimes an animal has one big eye and one little eye. And that's sort of, he says, that's the way he sees the world. So...
Oh, okay, have you guys ever been to the zoo?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on the zoo train?
No.
Have you?
Well, maybe someday you will be on a zoo train. This is a story of a zoo train that starts out at the zoo and then leaves the zoo. That's better. Okay, ready? We're going to come to a part when I'm going to point to the ding, ding, dings, okay? I'm going to point to you guys right here, and that's when you go ding, ding, ding. This might get really loud and crazy, but that's okay. Maybe not yet. All aboard the Wild Zoo Train. First stop, Canyonlands, calls the conductor. Grab a water bottle, my friends.
Wait for us. Hop on. I don't see that on the zoo map. So we have a smart little girl over here. Smart little girl that's looking at her zoo map. And she does not see it on the zoo map. So let's see what happens. Here's our first one. Now, here's the choo-choo part. You ready?
Choo-choo-choo
goes the Wild Zoo Train. Okay. Ding, ding, ding goes the bell on the roof. Clickety clack goes the wheels on the track. Here comes the toot.
Toot, toot
goes the whistle on top. Turn the page. And the train slows.
Oh, that's what
in the canyon. So now we're in the canyon. We're going to see a bunch of animals that they discover there. Watch for lizards and hogs, coyotes and frogs, cacti and cats, vultures and bats.
I see a lizard and bat.
Yes, they're all there. They're all there, and there's even more that are in the Canyonlands, too. All aboard! Next stop, the Amazon jungle, calls the conductor. Rain ponchos, everyone.
I see a bear.
I want to go, too. I've never been in the jungle before.
Who said that?
Will we see monkeys? All the children are safe. I've never been in the jungle before. And then somebody wonders if they'll see monkeys. Well, let's see. Here comes our part again, guys, where I need some help. First, the choo-choo part. Choo-choo-choo goes the Wild Zoo Train. Ding-ding-ding goes the bell on the roof. Clickety-clack go the wheels on the track.
Toot, toot,
goes the whistle on top, and the train flows. In the jungle.
What? I see a koala.
Four jaguars and sloths.
I see.
And camouflage moths. Toucans in trees. And howler monkeys.
I see monkeys.
How? What does the sound of the monkey make? You're pretty good at that. But you did that completely together. Okay. Here we go. We're back on the train. All aboard. Next stop, the African savanna. Calls the conductor. Sunglasses on.
Why do you need sunglasses?
Well, you're going to find out. We're coming too. I hope we see elephants. Wait, this isn't on the zoo map either, says the little girl. All right, here's our part. First, choose. Choo, choo, choo goes the wild zoo train. Ready?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hook the bell on the roof. Clickety clack go the wheels on the track. Choo, choo goes the whistle on the top, and the train flows. In the savanna. Ooh, let's find out about the savanna. Watch for zebras and cheetahs, baboons and hyenas, elephants and pythons, and black neck chameleons. It's an elephant. One of my favorites. Elephants. Of course, they're all beautiful animals, and I love, do you see how Steve and his crazy imagination makes his animals look really cool? One big eye and one little eye. Okay. Next stop, Antarctica. Calls the conductor. What? Park us, please.
Wake up.
Don't leave without us. Isn't the Antarctic frozen? Well, let's find out. Watch. Whoops. Sorry about that. Choo, choo, choo goes the wild zoo train. Ready?
Ding, ding, ding
goes the bell on the roof. Clickety clack go the wheels on the track. Choo, choo goes the whistle on top, and the train flows. In Antarctica. Look at all those penguins. Watch for, now I'm going to name all the penguins in the Antarctic. Rockhopper, chinstrap, and a deli. Embers, kings, and macaroni. So many penguins at this wild zoo. Whoops! I almost forgot. The long-tailed gentoo. They're all there. There's more than seven because they did a couple extra penguins. Oh, here we go. Last stop. All aboard. Next stop. I wonder where they're going next. Are you ready for this one? The moon. Oh, no. That's definitely not on the zoo map. Buckle up. I might need some help with this one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shoo, shoo, shoo goes the wild. Yay! Thank you. And such good dingers and tours and chewers and
Tutors means something else in our house.